You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
As far as what happened in time of the Noah and his generation, why Hashem punished the generation by destroying them with water? Why Hashem didn't use a fire or earthquake? As we see, you know, any different incident that happened, like Sodom and so on.
Because water was covering the earth, and Hashem separated it. So water gives the whole earth to be purified, to be clean. So they destroyed the water of
the Shah. So you could use the snow. Snow is better, not to clean. No? Yeah, that's good, but we believe that whatever Hashem brings about is measure for measure, hand by hand. It's called Midah, Keneged Midah. So we have to see what was the Vajh Mushtarak, the similarity of the punishment of the generation of Noah through the water. What's the difference between water and the earth, like the dry land and the ocean? What's the difference?
The difference of earth and ocean?
Yeah.
One is shaman, one is earth.
That's like, well, one is dry, one is wet. That's like, well, very nice. No, the ocean, you know, the ocean. What's the difference between the ocean and the dry land?
You just said it.
Is there other differences? Any other differences? Do you see a stop sign in ocean, like the speed limit or anything in ocean? No? Is there? But you see anything like that? It's a regulation, like they have lawyers or court in the ocean? Is there such a thing?
There are different set of laws for oceans.
No, I understand, but they themselves.
No stop sign.
No stop sign. So that means in ocean, there's no regulation. There's no such a thing. Right? But in the right land, there's not a shame. You see a stop sign, hopefully you stop. Or you see a red light, you know, you slow down. There's not a shame. So there's ruling on land, and there is no rules in ocean. So one reason here is that at the time of the Noah, people, they followed the rule.
No.
They didn't follow the rule. Everything was mixed up, you know. Nothing was set a rule. So now Ribbono Shel Olam says the same way that you behaved and you went through the life and treated other people exactly is like what? Ocean. Because ocean, there is no rule. You didn't follow the rule. So now you have to be punished with?
Water.
With water. Yeah. So now here, and also we see there is a borderline. Like I said, the wave, when it, you know, tries to hit the dry land, then the shore says, hey, where are you coming? You stopped him. Like, there's a limitation. So now here, Ribbono Shel Olam actually treated the generation of the Noah exactly how they felt that how the life should be. There's no regulation, you do whatever you want. You know, as it's brought in the Navi, as also it's saying in America, that the big fish eats the small fish, the big fish, you know, if he's hungry, he eats it. He says, you know, I said, potiach liyadecha in the morning, and then he eats the fish, you know. He never asked the small fish, you know, what do you think, you know, may I have you for breakfast? There's no ruling. So that's what exactly people at the time of the Mabul, they were behaving. There's another beautiful midrash that's brought that was a very, very kind king. So he made a palace. So he felt he should do, you know, some type of facility for people that are not able to see. Bar Minan. So he made the palace for people that they were not able to see. So these people, anytime that they will hear the chariot, that the king is coming, they will come outside to the balcony, to the roof, and they will cheer for the king. They will thank him, and you know, they will sing for him. So the king thought, you know, if I would place people that are able to see, so more so they're going to thank me. They're only going to praise me. They're going to sing for me. So now what did he do? So he placed the people that are not able to see in the back of the palace, and placed people that are able to see. So little by little, when people that would hear that the king is going to come, is coming, so they kind of, you know, they became jealous of him, you know, and say, you know, this king, you know, has so much money, has so much gava. So they ordered some tomatoes online. And when the king, you know, would pass by the palace, they would throw, you know, nice tomatoes and eggs, make shakshuka, you know, on the king. So the king said, bah, 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 barakallah, hazaka baruch. So he became very angry, and he commanded that the people that are not able to see, they come and they get rid of these people that they became so rebellious. Wipe them out. Midrash says, at the time that Ibn Shalom created the Olam, so the Olam, the earth was covered with
water.
So we say them is more Nase'u Neharot Olam. What which means more is it?
62.
Hazaka Baruch, 91. So 91 says Nase'u Neharot Olam. What does it mean? That the water, they used to praise Hashem. Nase'u Neharot Olam. So Ibn Sholam took him up. He said, you know what? If the ocean, they praise me, and they are thankful, Nasona Harot Olam, I should bring people that are able to see. Who was it? Adam, right? He would praise me more so. He said, no, look at this. They became rebels. So Hashem said, those that they're not able to see, that they're wandering, so they should come and get rid of the people that they became so disappreciated. Yeah, so that's what this midrash brings. That's when exactly the punishment came about. Here, one interesting message that we learn. We see the merit that was given, that the merit, the zechut that Hashem gave the water to clean up these rebelled and wicked people, because they had such a attitude to praise Ribono Shel Olam, to thank Hashem. So here we learned very, very powerful remedy, and that is, as long as you don't forget whatever you have, whatever Hashem has given you, whatever wisdom that you attain, and whatever career that you have to be thankful to who? Ibn Sholam. Sometimes, you know what happens? People forget, because they're placed in a position that maybe they're very respected, they have name, they make a lot of money, and then what happens?
They
become lost. Persian, like he says, Chodoshun Ro. Yeah, they become lost. And then they forget what's exactly the real task of their life is. They forget what Hashem is expecting from them, what they should do. As a matter of fact, Rabbeinu Ben Ishchai, Rav Yosef Chaim in Baghdad, Zochotom Arei Aleinu, have this interesting story that there was a ladder. The ladder, you know, the step on the top was bragging. Says, "See, I'm on the top and high. All of you, you know, under me, you know, see who I am. I'm right on the top." But the Chacham was passing by there. So he took the ladder and turned it around. So now the one who was on the top became right on the bottom. And that's what exactly in life here is. When you forget that what your mission in life is, and you brag, and you lost, and you're so involved with whatever that you feel that gives you kabod, you make money, you're respected, Chalila v'chas, all of a sudden you see, ay, 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 it all turned around. It's all turned around. And that's what exactly we see here. He says in the Midrash, at the top of Mabul, once every 40 years they would plant. You know what that is?
They would plant.
Plant once every 40 years. That means you didn't need to worry about anything. That's so much bracha, so much blessing. So what happened? They forgot about the Rosh Hashanah. And that's what happens. Unfortunately, when you're rolling, then you forget totally what your task is, what your mission is, what you need to do, what is expected from you. And this name badge puts you in a trap. Big trap. And then you wake up and say, ay, 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 where was I? What did I do? Why I did not wake up? And that's what exactly we see, that the timing that they went totally, totally offhand. Totally. Totally. So Hashem had to bring the source that at the time of the creation, Nase'u Naharot Golam, they were praising Ribono Shel Olam, they were appreciative. And then Hashem had to bring it back to clean up. And that's what exactly the timing that we go through. That we have to wake up and we realize what our mission in life is. And Mezad Hashem, we see Yeshuot, Mezalot Tova, Mezad Hashem, and Kol Am Yisrael. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.